Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters, BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? That's right. You're listening to the Max here on BBS Talk Radio. It is Sunday, 11 o'clock here in New York, and it is Mother's Day. So a big happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers who are here with us, and to all of the mothers that are not. We reverence you, and we give you big props, and we're going to be actually talking to my mother tonight. So it's going to be a good show, and actually it's a show tonight that we're going to talk about mothers. We're going to talk to some really cool women who are going to be joining us later. But I want to let you all know that it's going to be another fun show. So always I encourage you to call in. The number here is 818-602-4498. And I want to get started with a couple things. Let's see. This week was the Barbara Walters book tour. And she was in New York. God bless the woman. Signed thousands and thousands of copies. But I have good news. She's going to be in Los Angeles this week. She's going to be tomorrow in L.A. at the Saks Fifth Avenue tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Beverly Hills on 9600 Wilshire Boulevard. I have an Aunt Patricia Wilshire. I want to always steal that street sign so I could put it up in her house. But she'll be in California for this week. You could always check online for the Barbara Walters book tour. And her book has been something else. Star Jones had something to say about it, and so does everyone else. But we're going to talk about that book at another time. I also want to let you guys know that here on the East Coast, especially Connecticut, a little bit north of New York, there's a little town called Greenwich, Connecticut. It is a place where the wealthy play, where people really enjoy life and put their houses on the market for a very high price. So, on that note, Tommy Hilfiger, that's right, the fashion designer, Tommy Hilfiger, started off with a couple pairs of jeans and a dream, built himself a home in Greenwich that I actually saw. It is a house, let me just pull it up here, called Stone Hill. And it is featured in all the papers. It's been a huge story. It is yours for the cool asking price of about $28 million. And if you're in Europe right now or in Dubai or in Russia and you have 18 million euro that you want to spend, you can have a 20,000 square foot home with the most beautiful appointments I have ever seen. Crocodile walls, cashmere walls. There's a spa. There's an indoor basketball court. Basketball players, this house is your dream. It is actually being sold by the listing agent. Her name is Janet Milligan. Jan Milligan is her. I call her Jan. And I've known her for years. She's with Sotheby's International in Greenwich. And her number is area code 203-618-3120. And if you have some cool cash to spend in the most beautiful house that you've ever seen, and if you like the little Tommy Hilfiger name attached to it, I really ask you all to pick up your phones, call Jan, buy the house, because not only will it make her sale week, but it will make you very happy. You'll feel at home in this house. Very masculine home. It's very cool. All right, moving along. So I've got a fun show tonight. Let's just click off this Sotheby's page. From time to time, you're going to hear clicking. That's just me clicking on my notes, so I'm letting you know right now. Also, this week, I actually ended up stepping on a rusty nail, was rushed to the hospital, got a tetanus shot, and everyone's like, it's so bad, it's so bad. And I'm the biggest baby when it comes to shots. Did not hurt. I got to let you all know. Get your tetanus shots, people, so you don't have to worry about it. All right. Just felt like letting you all know. Share a little bit of my life with you. I've got to let you know again, San Domenico in New York on 240 Central Park South will be closing June 15th. but they are moving to a new location. Again, you can check them out at sandominiconewyork.com. Make reservations there, 212-265-5959. Ask for the adorable blonde Marissa at the front of the house, and she will treat you like royalty when you let her know that Max, I'm to the Max, told you to go there. Now, it was interesting because this week, Marissa, I've known for years, and she's actually got me involved with this fantastic organization called Fair Fund. And Fair Fund is, I'm actually going to be calling Amelia. And Amelia is the woman who started Fair Fund. She has got such a vision, such a dream for this organization. Let me try to get her on the line right now so we could just dive right into the show and take Fair Fund and charity to the max. So Amelia is her name. You can always check her website out at Fair Fund, FAIRFUND.org. Let's get her on the line right now. Amelia, we're going to dial her. So you're going to hear the phone ring, and we're going to get her live on the air. She's a wonderful person, and I'm going to let her tell you about Fair Fund. So let's try to get her on the line. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Amelia. It's Max, and you're live on To The Max. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing so great. I was just telling all my listeners out there how I met you through Marissa at San Domenico and about your wonderful organization, Fair Fund, at fairfund.org. And I would like you to just let the listeners out there know exactly what it is and what your mission is for Fair Fund.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to be here. Marissa and San Domenico are so wonderful. They're part of a young friends group of Fair Fund. And what Fair Fund does is we work around the world alongside young people who are the most vulnerable to human trafficking, sexual assault, and exploitation. So we work mostly in Southeastern Europe, and then in East Africa, and then here on the East Coast of the U.S.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. Where do you think human trafficking is the worst right now?
Oh, man, that's such a question. I think a lot of people are surprised to know that it's right here. There's something like 15,000 individuals trafficked inside of the U.S. every year, the majority of whom are women and kids.
Now, when you say trafficked, what do you mean by trafficked? Because there's a lot of people that don't understand the severity of what it means because it's a term that's so lightly used. They're like, oh, it's human trafficking. But it's like, Right. Where do they end up and what happens to them from the knowledge that you have?
Well, essentially, they're coerced. They're coerced and they're promised something brighter, something better than whatever they have. And then when they get to whatever destination it is, whether it be in Africa or outside or here in the U.S., their documents are taken and their options are very minimal. So sometimes it's forced labor. Oftentimes it's forced sex trafficking, you know, sexual exploitation. And the options are very few because they're, you know, coerced by the threat of the family being involved. And it's all very violent and manipulative and scary in a lot of ways for people to
horrendous.
Understand. Yeah.
It's really, you know, I love that people are so eager to help and they don't know how to help. And I'm so honored and blessed to know you and to know that Fair Fund, and I'm going to say it again, fairfund.org, you can get all the information there, is an outlet for people. When you click on their website, there's a quote that's on their page and it says, I need a safe place to live. And there's a woman who apparently she thought that her husband was going to kill her and her children. And she found a shelter that supported her, and she got a new job. And more importantly, she started a new life and a safe life. And Fair Fund's mission, I think, is really to help women and humanity in general who are struggling through this trafficking find safe homes. Am I correct?
Exactly. Because afterwards, even if you are rescued out of a situation of trafficking, there are very few options. So one of Fair Fund's programs, Jewel Girls, provides women that have been trafficked with the skills and the life training and the resources where they're making and selling jewelry as a means to get themselves back on their feet and find a safe place to live. So I think it's wonderful when people can support, you know, we're a lean organization, we're a small organization, and people, you know, that are involved in our young professionals and all sorts of our supporters around the world are really enthusiastic to help find, you know, solace for those victims, particularly young victims.
Of course. Well, you know, I've got to tell you, Amelia, I'm so honored to have you on my show. And I just want to plug your site again, which is fairfund.org, F-A-I-R-F-U-N-D.org. You also have something on there where you could win $5,000. You know, money is a mood changer and it brings people to the site. So do you want to explain what the $5,000, win the $5,000 is exactly? About?
Actually, we won. We won the $5,000. We won an online vote.
You guys did win the $5,000. Okay. I was a little confused.
Yeah. So fair unfortunately, we're not giving out. We're taking.
But you guys do, speaking about giving out, you do give scholarships. Am I correct?
We do. We give $1,000 scholarships to young women on college campuses who want to raise awareness about sexual assault.
And so, that's where the giving is. I knew you gave some money, but I wasn't sure how much. So, there is, so they can contact you with their ideas, with their goals, with their dreams to help stop trafficking, correct?
Absolutely, and we'll support them the whole process through.
Fantastic. Well, and on that note, I will support you the best way that I can. Fairfund.org and Amelia, who's a wonderful person, whose heart is really set on helping to stop human trafficking, which is an epidemic that's happening right in your backyard here in America. And for all my international listeners, it's happening all over the globe. And the only way for it to stop is like people, Amelia, who bring it really to the forefront of people's knowledge. So thank you, Amelia, for bringing that out there and for planting the seed. And let's water it right here onto the max with best hope, wishes for it to grow into something very successful. I know that it will. I was at the dinner with Marissa, and I know that your heart is in it. So I think when your heart is in it and you're passionate about it, you're going to make a difference in so many people's lives. So you can give yourself a big pat on the back.
We appreciate all of your support, and we're excited for what's to come in the future and everybody that's getting involved.
I got to tell you, people, there is so much to come. You have no idea. There's going to be events. There's going to be fundraising. There's going to be ways to donate money. And check on fairfund.org for all the information. Amelia, thank you so much.
Thanks, Max.
Congratulations.
You're wonderful.
No, you're wonderful. And keep up your hard work, because without your hard work, human trafficking is going to be a big, big problem. But I know that there's hope because of you. So we're going to get it to end.
You got it. Keep in touch. And again, fairfund.org. If anybody has any questions or wants to get involved, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Fantastic. And also, you can always click on BBS Talk Radio. You can contact me if you need to get into Amelia's voicemail. You're based out of D.C., correct?
Yeah, we're in Washington.
And
D.C.
You need volunteers, am I correct?
Always. We're eager for volunteers.
So if you're living in the D.C. area, and I'm only saying D.C. for right now because when they expand into other territories and get other offices, if you would like to volunteer, you know, always call Amelia, and you can be a part in helping to stop human trafficking and change lives. So, Amelia, thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thanks, Max. Take care.
And I'll be in touch with you. All right. Good night.
Ciao.
So you see, here at To The Max, we are starting to take the world by storm. We're going to help everybody that we can. As long as you're listening and you have a heart of compassion and you would like to help, To The Max is going to be your outlet to find out about charities, and we're going to take charities and every cause to the max. Which reminds me, this week in New York, we have an event in Smile, which is the 15th this week in New York City, Operation Smile. You're always welcome to go on their website. There's going to be a fantastic auction. They're another great organization, but Fairfund is my highlight for tonight, fairfund.org. Check them out. Support them, donate your money, your time, and really let's stop human trafficking. It's a really gross and horrendous thing that's happening. And you might even know people. And if you were involved in human trafficking, you're more than welcome to call us at 818-602-4498. And let's discuss it. Everyone has a story, and I would love to hear yours. So on that note, we've got so much going on. And speaking of voices, there is this incredible opera singer. We got a fun show tonight. I'm dedicating it, I think, a little bit to women, but that's going to be because it's Mother's Day and we're giving them a big shout out. So we have a voice that God himself placed into this woman. Her name is Allison Robertson. She is amazing. And Allison has an event coming up for opera singing and for the opera. The event is called An Afternoon at the Opera, which is this Sunday, May 18th. Let's quickly get Allison Robertson on the phone. I've got so much to talk about, so I really want to squeeze all this in my little hour that I have. I'm going to have to get 2 hours, show. I keep saying that. Said that last week, then all my friends that I spoke to, like, you need 2 hours. So let's get Allison Robertson on the phone. We're going to call her right now, and we're going to let her tell you exactly what her evening, her afternoon at the opera is all about. So we're going to call Allison right now. You're going to hear the ringing, and I'm going to talk over the ringing. What else? There's so much that happened this week. My niece got mud thrown in her mouth today. What a mess that was. Mother's Day at home. Oh, the dogs, the horses. It's been a crazy day, but a fun one. So, let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Allison. It's Max, and you're on To The Max on bbstalkradio.com. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing so well. We were just talking about voices, and I just explained how God has given you a voice that is so incredible, and how you are having an afternoon at the opera on Sunday, May 11th at 4 p.m. in Stamford, Connecticut, which is at the St. Cecilia Church, 1184 Newfield Avenue. And you can check out Allison at allisonrobertson.net for information. And Allison, tell us about your afternoon at the opera, which is going to be this Sunday, May 18th.
Well, it is featuring different arias, duets, and trios from various operas, such as Clemenza di Tito, Madama Butterfly. Mm-hmm. There will be Pagliacci duet. It's going to be really awesome. And we have a cause, and it's for the Young Artists Opera Foundation, and we are trying to make this foundation possible for young artists by young artists. And so all the proceeds are going to benefit this foundation.
Fantastic. Well, I know that you're going to have some other people singing with you, a woman by the name of Tracy and her husband, John. Is that correct?
That is correct. Tracy is an amazing soprano, and her husband, John, is a world-renowned baritone. He's actually our guest artist, and both of them are standing behind the Young Artists Opera Foundation. So,
and this is
exciting.
Something you created. You created this foundation, correct?
Yes, I'm the founder. And
you are the founder. How long have you been involved in the music industry? In voice and singing?
Oh, gosh, too long. No.
You can never sing enough. I love your voice. just real quick, you can hear Allison, her email is Allison Robertson, AllisonRobertson.net. You can see her beautiful face and you can see her website and you can really see what she's doing and getting involved in. There's a few things. But this Sunday, May 18th, is her event at 4 p.m. in Stamford, Connecticut. So always check out her website to get more information. Now, Allison, I would love one day for you to, like, I'm going to see if we can get a way that you can sing on the air. I think that would be a lot of fun, but we got to do a lot of mic checks because, I'm, like, broadcasting here in New York and the studio's in L.A., so we've got, like, a little mic thing that we might have an issue with, but let's try to make that happen one night.
Yes, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the foundation.
Please do
so. Like I said earlier, it's for young artists by young artists, and basically, after grad school and, you know, once you become an emerging professional, there's kind of a gap between, you know, becoming professional. So there's a lot of young artists that are trying so hard, and unfortunately, they don't have the opportunity to perform and to show their talents, you know?
Right.
So.
Oh, and you're making that happen.
Yes. I'm making
every dollar
it
that's collected by you will make it happen. So you are really helping people with their future. So, you know, like I just had another guest on the show, Amelia, who has this. She's stopping to help human trafficking, and you're helping to promote next
young
the future. So I thank you so much for being on the show. I've got such a jam show because it's Mother's Day, and I really want to get my mother on the show. And I'm so glad that I had an opportunity to speak to you and to have you on To The Max at www.bbstalkradio.com. And my shows are always in an archive. You can go to bbstalkradio.com to hear them. So, Allison, I'm going to let you go. Have a wonderful night. And, Allison, you also do Reiki, so you can send out to all my listeners some positive energy and send that light out that you do so well.
Yes, I will, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alice.
I'll see you at the concert, right?
I will definitely be at the concert, and I will definitely talk about it on my next show. I'll talk about it that night. So
good. You're going to be in for a treat, I'll tell you.
Listen, I'm all about hearing some Mozart, Verdi, and some Puccini, so rock my world on Sunday, May 18th.
Rock it, that's Connecticut. For sure.
All right, thanks, Allison. Have a wonderful
all
night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Night. So you see, the show continues. I'm like so excited with tonight's show because everything that I do is unscripted. So it's kind of a lot of fun because I never know where I'm going to go, but I've always got some kind of a plan. Now, if you're in Miami, have I got an event for you? The Roberto Cavalli Vodka Party in Miami, Saturday, May 17th at 11 o'clock. Get your dancing shoes on and get your flyest clothes on. There's going to be models, fashion, music. Music brought to you by DJ LaMonche, who's like going to tear it up. There's a guest list, RSVP at TheFift, TheFift.com. It's going to be so cool. Table reservations, 305-300-3922. This Saturday, May 17th, Roberto Cavalli Vodka Party. Get your drink on in the hot sun of Miami. I will tell you the weather, what it's going to be. We have Miami weather for Saturday, 88 degrees. I just saw it thanks to my Mac computer. So definitely check that party out. I know it's going to be a kick-ass time, and if I were in Florida, I would so be there. But unfortunately, I'm going to be at New York. I've got so much to do here. So it is Mother's Day, and there's a fantastic book that came out called Mother Nature, Life Lessons from the Mothers of America's Best and Brightest. And this is a book that is a lot of fun. There's a co-author, Stephanie Hirsch and Hannah Seligson, have made a fantastic book, Mother Nature, Life Lessons for the Mothers of America. They've got everyone in there from Beyonce to Christy Brinkley, Matt Lauer, Alicia Keys, Uma Thurman, Montel Williams. Fun quotes, fun stories about mothers and their children. Definitely check that book out. And because it is Mother's Day, I have got such a special treat because I'm going to get my mom on the phone. My Mama Gina is going to be with us in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to say happy Mother's Day to a couple of people. To my grandmother, to my machota, happy Mother's Day to you. To my grandmother Letty, who I'm going to have on the show real soon. To my auntie Patricia, my auntie Clara. To Mrs. McCarthy in Atlanta, Georgia. And to my friend Annie Berlin's mother, Mrs. Berlin. Happy, happy birthday. And on a sad note, because they're no longer with us, I want to give reverence to the people in my life who are not with us. My Aunt Mary, my father's sister. I miss you and I give you a big love and hug and thank you for watching over me. And to Mama Arlene, which is Marissa May's mother. I was beat up by a dog at their house once and she took so much care of me, so I really do love her. And to all those mothers that are no longer with us, you're always in our thoughts and prayers. Happy Mother's Day to you. And let's get my mother on the line. This is going to be so cool because she's going to be talking to us. So I'm going to call my mother right now. Let's get Mama Gina on the phone. My Mama Gina, who's by far one of my favorite persons in the world. Mama Gina, rock and roll. Here we go. Getting you on the phone, dialing away for Mama Gina. Oh, I want to tell you, too, about some other places after I talk to my mama that I want you to go see that are really, really cool. Let's get Mama Gina on the phone.
Hello?
Mama. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Max. How are you,
Happy
Mommy?
Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You are live right now on To The Max on bbstalkradio.com, and I wanted to have you on the show because I'm doing a show. I just did a tribute to women and to a fantastic book that's out there called Mother Nature. And I wanted to have you on my show so I can have you say hi to me.
Well, here am I saying hi to you, my darling, and a big, big hug and a big, big kiss. And thank you for that beautiful Mother's Day card, Max.
Did you have a wonderful Mother's Day?
Well, it was a bit rough.
Well, mud and all, right? I was just telling my listeners how Lily got mud thrown in her face, and Lily's my niece, everyone. And my mother's like, oh, boy. But
I just stayed out of it. I figured let the mother take care of it with the uncle.
Now, what is your top advice to give everyone who's a mother out there in raising children?
Oh, and raising children, be firm and loving. That is about the most important thing. Be consistent. You know, if you say time out for 5 minutes, make sure it's 5 minutes, not a minute.
Now, you know that if you told me time out, there would be no such thing. So.
Well, Max, you know, you're no, but I would get you another way.
All right. Right somewhere down the line. But I just did a shout-out to – I hate saying the word shout-out because I think it's so ridiculous. But I just said hello to all the mothers out there and to aunties and grandmothers and aunts. And my sister Nikki's a mother, so I got to give her a big shout. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to give my sister Nikki lots of love sending out to you. But, Mommy, I want to thank you for being on my show.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. It's fun. I love
it is fun,
show.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. You've got a lot of interesting people lined up, I hear, through the grapevine.
No, the grapevine. Yeah, who's that grapevine? Me when I call you on the phone?
No. I hear a lot of wonderful things and lots of wonderful people that are going to be talking to you soon in the future.
Yep, they will be.
I wish you lots of luck on the show. You're an interesting guy. Even though you're my son, I can say so.
You can say whatever you want.
You have a lot of interesting friends, so I think it's going to be a fun time. A fun hour is going to go by very quickly.
Well, if you want to support me, you could always buy my second hour. I'm kidding. Well, remember, the show is to the max. Mom, I love you so much. Please tell all of your friends to listen. I know it's not a problem for you because you'll get a plane and ride it in the sky wherever I go, right?
Exactly.
So, well, mille grazie, mamma.
Well, prego, my darling. And I send you a big kiss and I'll see you soon, I'm sure.
I'm going to talk to you right after the show.
You are? Oh, wonderful. Okay.
All right. So I love you. I give you a big hug, a big kiss. And is there anyone you want to say Happy Mother's Day to real quick?
Oh, to all the mothers. I know it's a hard job, but it's a rewarding job. And especially when you have children that love you back.
And even the ones that don't love you back, keep going. Love them because eventually they'll break through and love you back, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, my
Well, listen, are you watching anything right now that's fantastic on television?
Well, I was watching Frank Sinatra, and you know, it's strange because all of a sudden I really like him.
Really?
I never cared for him too
what,
much.
What are you watching, Turner Classic Movies?
Of course, that's my
and
favorite.
And what are you watching?
Oh, it's with Frank Sinatra with the Riddle Orchestra, and his daughter Nancy Sinatra is going to sing "These Boots Are Made for Walking," and you can.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm actually wearing Crocs right now, so my Crocs are going to walk on into my next segment because, Mommy, I have such little time, but I would love to talk. I'm going to dedicate one show to you one night, and we're going to talk about all your friends and all the gossip that you know and all the things you know, from affairs to all the things you've done. My mother's an incredible woman. She's done so much in her life. She's lived in displaced person camps. She's opened up grand stores on Madison Avenue. She's had husbands to match the grandeur of the stores that she's opened. And one day, Mom, I'm going to dedicate one show to you, and we're going to talk about it. All right?
Oh, I'd love to. Okay.
Well, happy Mother's Day, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, honey.
Un bacione. Ciao.
Ciao.
So there you go, everyone. It was my mother. I'm so happy that I had her on the air, and she's adorable listening to my show on www.bbstalkradio.com. There's so much going on here. All right, I'm going to plug, again, Mango Lounge in London every Sunday night. Mango Lounge, 306 Earls Court Road in London. And the only place to get on the VIP list is by listening to the Max. FriendsInLondon@hotmail.com is the VIP list there in London. Early night, 9 o'clock. If you're ever rocking in London, definitely go there. It's a fun place. Now, I've got to tell you, I met the designer Richie Rich and his lovely friend Lori from Austin, Texas. And I took them to a favorite place of mine to eat, which is called The House. Now, The House is a fantastic restaurant, 212-353-2121 for reservations. The House, if you go to their website, is thehousenyc.com. The most adorable townhouse someone bought. It houses a dining room on the second floor, a cute little bar on the first floor. Great, great menu to salivate over. And they have a fantastic wine bar. You can do events there. The place is great. Go to thehousenyc.com. Look at it. Go there. Enjoy it because it is so delicious. And they are located on 121. That's 121 East 17th Street in New York. The House. My favorite place to go eat late night food, especially because everything closes so late. Marissa May and I went there one night. San Domenico closes, and then we go and we try these late night menus because the new restaurant, which is in a location that I cannot tell anyone because it's so top secret and hush-hush, the CIA couldn't even find where they are, is going to have a late night menu and a wine bar. If you get this month's Gotham magazine, I was one of the hot bachelors in there a couple years ago, you will see Marissa May, and you will see an article that says she is, I think, a power player. We went to a fantastic party, Marissa and I, for Gotham magazine. And anyway, I'm like rambling on here. But definitely check out The House on 17th Street. Enjoy it. You guys will love it. It's adorable. And it's a lot of fun. Beautiful little place. So we had a lot of fun there. And while we're speaking about New York, David Black, New York Paintings Exhibit, which will feature 14 vibrant, humorous, and playful depictions of city life. Check this place out. I'm going to tell you the information right now. It's May 8th through the 31st. And you can check out davidblacknyc.com. It's at Dennis Bibro Fine Arts, 529 West 20th Street, Tuesday through Saturday, May 8th through the 31st. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check it out. See what's going on there. Let me know. You can always call me at 818-602-4498 on To The Max on bbstalkradio.com. And I want to remind you all that my shows are locked, safe, and in a vault at bbstalkradio.com. So if you miss a Sunday night and you're like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? I didn't hear it To The Max. Click on the website and you could always hear not only my show, but every other show that's featured on there. And there are some great shows. Unfortunately, I'm like so busy throughout the day that I can't always listen to bbstalkradio.com. So the feature that they have by putting the shows into an archive is great. Now, I want to tell you, if you guys are traveling to Cannes, the film festival is starting. Do you know that Cannes Film Festival started in 1939? And it's one of the oldest and most prestigious film festivals in the world. Now, the event starts Wednesday, May 14th in Cannes, and it runs until the 25th of May. And let me tell you, tickets are harder to get to than a taco at a Mexican wedding. These tickets are so hard to get to. But if you are one of the lucky ones, and if you're going to be rocking and rolling, okay, in Cannes, check them out. Not only should you check them out, go to the parties. Enjoy the red carpet. It's total, total fun. I'm going to now totally jump from Cannes to the west coast of the United States, where BBS.com, BBSTalkRadio.com, broadcasts out of. I can't wait to actually meet Sam and go over there and be in the studio. I take my show on the road. So let me tell you, in LA, fun time. My favorite thing, watches. And Patek Philippe is having an exhibition Friday, May 16th at 10 a.m. I know it's early, go to bed early, wake up early, because you are going to see some of the most hottest watches in the world. There's going to be an exclusive exhibition of over 250 timepieces, some which include the most valuable watches that Patek Philippe has ever made. So I encourage you to go. It runs till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so save it if you can't make it in the morning. But you have to call 212-218-1200 for inquiries. That's 212-218-1200. Or you can always check them out online at patek.com. That's patek.com. Again, that's Friday, May 16th at the Beverly Wilshire, 9500 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, California. Check them out. Go look at the – watch the watches, and I want to hear all about them. While we're in California, I'm going to tell you about a fun thing happening as well. The Comedy Store. I want you to go support Kathy Z, okay? She's going to be at the Comedy Store, which is in the Belly Room at 8 p.m., 8433 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. Tickets are $10, splurge, two drink minimum, whatever. You'll get your drink on. You'll get your laugh on. You'll have a fun time rolling to Kathy Z. That's May 14th, at the Comedy Store at 8 p.m. You know what? Go say hi to her after the show, because I hear she's a very cool girl to speak to. I've never actually spoken to her, but after a show. So I encourage you guys to go speak to her and let me know how she is. And maybe we'll have her on the show one day, because she's, I hear, a very, very funny girl. Now, I'm going to actually plug another one of my favorite things. Everybody, Mother's Day was today. I give this chocolate to my mother. It's John Kelly Chocolates. My God, my God. Go to John Kelly Chocolates, J-O-H-N-K-E-L-L-Y chocolates.com. Your mouth, my God, will rejoice the minute you put one of these chocolate fudges in many flavors and assortments in your mouth. It is an orgasm in your mouth thanks to John Kelly Chocolates. Oh my God, is all I can say. All right, now, this is going to be the fun part of my show, because, you know, I always try to pull in some funky people. Last week, you got a taste. It was my first show. So, you know, I'm pulling in them slowly, slowly, getting them on the line. And actually, not slowly. My lines have been pretty busy. The first night, people couldn't even get through. But I want you callers out there to call 818-602-4498. I'm Max. You're listening to The Max. And I want to discuss whatever you have on your mind. You know, tonight we spoke about charities. I plug a lot of things. I want to be your radio show that promotes you while my listeners enjoy you and they enjoy listening to me. And I got to let you know, we've got, you know what? I'm going to do something for me real quick. I did a book. I know it's Mother's Day, but there is a book that I did for Father's Day called Big Shoes in Celebration of Dads and Fatherhoods. I did it with Mr. Al Roker, the famous weatherman. I have a great chapter in there, and so do so many people. Again, Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, Kelly Ripa. She's in there. Kelly. Kelly's a good, I know Kelly quite well. My friend Eva LaRue, who's on CSI Miami. Check them out Monday nights. Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor, the two hot toting gun girls. They're not in the book, but they're on CSI Miami. They don't need, I think once you're on CSI Miami, you don't need to be in the book. But you get to be able, we got a call coming in. So you know what? Let me stop rambling on that. Let's take this caller. And before I take this caller, I also want to drop Susie Saint-Tropez's store. She's got a fantastic boutique in Meisner Park in Boca Raton. Susie Saint-Tropez, rock on girl, and keep selling those hot, hot clothes to all the hot women down there. Let's take this call in right now. And hello, you're listening to The Max. This is Max. Hi. Hello?
Maxie.
Hey, Jackie, can you just do me one favor?
Yeah.
Can you lower your computer? Because I hear me talking in the background.
You're talking away, and now you're talking to me.
Yep, because you're live on To The Max.
I'm not live right now.
You are live right now, Jackie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hi.
That's all right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I think your show is going very well. You plugger?
Yeah, I am a big plugger,
You're a big plugger. You're very good.
Well, I try to plug, you know, as many people as I can so that eventually I'll get those advertisers and giving me some money so we can have a fun time.
You're rocking it, and you cleaned up your language, and I'm very proud of you.
I cleaned up my language because it was so foul, right? I always drop the F-bomb occasionally. I'm known for it.
13-year-olds aren't listening at this hour of the night.
Right.
Because then they're doing other things. So cool.
13-year-olds, Jackie, are getting pregnant and leaving babies in dumpsters. Did you hear that story?
That's not on the air.
That is on the air.
Okay.
It's been happening. Breaking news.
I've heard much worse than that.
No, I know. Well, you know what? You sent me an email. See, this is a lot of fun when I have callers come in because I'm so thrown off about what to say. But you sent me an email, Jackie, about this Japan thing that's been bothering you, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm on to something new next week.
All right. Well, real quick, tell people what the Japan thing is.
Oh, it was very upsetting and funny, but sad and upsetting, that people were mixing two different detergents together, and we don't know which magical detergents they were, but there's a website. And on the website it said, okay, you mix these two and you will die. And people were like, oh, excellent. That's a great way. And so now
is the suicide rate in Japan that high?
I think it's higher than it is here. I mean,
wow.
So anyway, but the saddest part was that they gave you something you download, like to say, to put a poison control thing on your door, like with like a skull and crossbones, the Asian equivalent, I don't know, and so that you didn't kill the person coming in to save you. But they had to keep emptying buildings of 350 people at a time.
Such a weird story.
It's not funny, but it just does keep
It's not funny, but let's giggle.
Well, it's so crazy.
Listen, if you're stupid enough to try to kill yourself by mixing two concoctions together, and then you, I mean, the whole story just baffles me that I don't even know which direction to go in. Well, so let's just move away from it and go into a new story, new breaking news. What's your new story, Jackie?
No, because sadly, now you got me on that tangent. So today was Mother's Day, and we were out by the pool, everybody hanging out. And
now you're calling from Atlanta, Georgia. That's why you're being able to sit in the pool.
Yeah, I was telling a story when we got to somebody's pool today after the big Mother's Day celebration. It's like, you know, boy, I stopped at the cemetery because my dad's on the way, you know. And I'm like, geez, it was packed. Like, I couldn't get in. And I was like, oh, there's must have been a funeral. But I'm like, it's a Sunday. My mom said, oh, Jewish people get buried on a Sunday. And then we realized there was like 400 people at this one funeral. So I'm like, who died? And then the saddest thing, it was like a 38-year-old guy with like three kids.
Wow. Totally. Well, I know that I would have loved to go to that funeral because, you know, the food is probably really good.
Well, but the other side of that story is, all right, so he was 38, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So then I went, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it was just sad. But also a little bit funny because it's insane.
How did he die? And why were, like, that's incredible.
This is how it got funny, because what it led to was us discussing the madam that committed suicide a week ago.
Okay.
In Washington.
I am so glad you brought that up, because that's been on my mind.
Everybody felt very strongly about her. They were like, you know, good for her. I understand. I get it. She couldn't deal with going to jail. But my God, she had to do it at her mother's house. Like,
now,
that
Jackie,
was the whole problem.
Hold on. Do you think she killed herself, or do you think she killed her?
She killed herself. Oh, she's like Martha Stewart. She doesn't want to go to jail. No, no, no.
Yeah, but do you think like her little black book was going to be exposed, and someone was like, "Listen, this bitch is not going to tell everyone who she was getting with into."
As a girl, I believe she really did just quit suicide not to go to jail.
Really? Yeah, but Martha Stewart didn't have it that bad. You know, like...
You know, this girl had been in jail for a year, and then that's why she knew, oh no, I'm not going back there. But that's what we were thinking. We were like, first of all, it's Mother's Day. This selfish son of a bitch guy committed suicide yesterday. So, you know, this poor woman has three kids, and her husband just killed himself. And we were, you know, that's how we started talking about the madam.
Wow. Well, that whole madam thing, to me, it's just... You know what? If you're raking in money, don't kill yourself, people.
No, she's about to go to jail for the next 10 years. That's why she did it.
Big deal. So she'll run a rink. Listen, gangs in jail survive because of outside people. She would have still survived. She would have figured it out. She would have
figured it out. But I guess she had been to jail before and wasn't up for that whole deal again. But the worst part about that, you know, not that it's not selfish enough, she could have gone anywhere in the whole country to go kill herself. She goes into her mother's, like, garage, so her, like, decrepit mother has to find her. And I'm sure she's having a really happy Mother's Day. This, you know, it's just so selfish.
Well, it's sad. And all in all, listen, what people are in a different... what can... there's, like,
people
I can't say
crazy.
Anything. People just, you know, well, what can you do? But has there been any breaking news headline that you, like, eagerly that you want to talk about?
You know, everybody was talking about Obama and really how Hillary's out, and it is kind of sad that Hillary really is probably out.
That makes me sad too. And I'm neither here nor there with any of them. I said I'm neither here nor there for any of them. But you know, I personally just like how Hillary speaks. She's a great speaker.
I think Hillary's really brilliant. I wasn't for her, but I'm going to be sad if she's not in it now.
Well,
and then the other thing we were saying was, if McCain just literally shuts up and waves at the crowd, he's going to win now.
Well, listen, you know who the perfect person is to talk about this, and I want you to stay on the line because I'm going to get Nikki Bloom on the line. Because Nikki Bloom is my political analyst for the show because she knows what's going on. So Jackie, stay on the line for a second. I want you to stay on the line because I want this to be like a three-way conversation. So let's get Nikki Bloom on the line.
Okay.
And stay with me, Jackie, because I'm going to see if we can get this going. All right, let's dial Nikki Bloom right now and give her a call. Jackie, stay on the phone. I want to see if we can do this. All right, here we go. So while we're getting Nikki on the phone, I hear the line ringing. I've got Jackie in Atlanta on the line, and I'm going to get Nikki Bloom coming up on the line in just a moment. And actually, while I have Jackie on the line in Atlanta, you know what, everyone? There's a restaurant that I love there called Swan Coach House. Fantastic place. 3130. How do you pronounce it? Slayton Drive?
Gosh, I don't even know, Max.
I think it is.
Right off West Texas Ferry.
Fantastic. 404-261-0636. Swan Coach House in London. Adore place.
Info on the Swan Coach House.
Well, it's one of my favorite places, Jackie. And you took
adorable.
It. So we're getting Nikki on the line. And also Two Urban Licks. Oh, my God. What a place. 820 Ralph McGill Boulevard, twourbanlicks.com.
Hi, this is Nikki, and you
and we got
my
Nikki's voicemail,
so you've got to leave me a message.
We better leave a message.
How did I get on the air with you and we talked about suicide? That's so not where I was going for.
I don't know, but you know what? It's a topic, and we talked about it.
Well, you look, from the Japanese to the madam to the guy today.
We just went all over the place. But you know what? Two Urban Licks. We were just talking about Two Urban Licks.
Very cool.
What did you think of it?
I didn't love the food. I love the atmosphere. It's a weird menu, but it was good. It wasn't bad.
The atmosphere is incredible. What do you think about the artwork in there?
I love the artwork. It's amazing, and I wish I could quote who it was, and I can never remember the guy's name, and I still don't know the guy that does the geese, you know.
You can go on twourbanlicks.com, T-W-O. UrbanLicks.com. They're in Atlanta. You can call them, 404-522-4622. Two Urban Licks. What did you think of the food?
What did you think of the food? I wasn't amazed.
I'll tell you. You know what? I think it was a while ago, but I had the ribs. Did they use foam or did not? Or didn't they?
No,
I don't remember.
They're not foamy. They're southern.
They are more southern. I remember the ribs were really good. We did have the ribs.
We had a bunch of little things. Maybe some type of frittery thing. Very southern. I don't think they're disco foams with the whole. They're not.
Yeah, I can't stand that foam shit. It's like a cow throw up on your food.
That's Las Vegas.
Ooh, let's not even talk. It's one thing that makes me so sick when the plate comes and there's foam on the dish covering food. Ooh, I can't deal with it. It's like, ooh, it's gross. But so those are two hot spots in Atlanta. Do you remember? There's a place in Atlanta, Peasy Heads. I got my hair braided in Atlanta. Everybody, you gotta go. Jackie sat with me for hours, six hours. I got my hair braided. My God, but it looked so fly, didn't it?
$15. They're God the nicest them. Girls.
Weren't they the nicest girls?
The nicest girls in the world. We need to go back there and bring them the new Oprah book. Because they were so into The Secret.
God, that secret does my fucking head in, Jackie.
What's it called? Eckhart.
Oh, a new earth, Jackie.
Yeah, they need a new earth as their new spiritual
mantra.
Guiding light.
Well, speaking of guiding light, since I have you on the phone, let's talk about, do you think Mariah Carey was guided properly into the light marrying Nick Cannon?
Did they really, really get married?
Jackie, they got married.
The clock's ticking for Mariah. She's not going to make a mistake, hopefully, at this point.
Well, just Nick Cannon is like a mistake.
39 years old, at least.
Oh, my God, Jackie.
She
I don't know
in.
What to tell you.
I heard that she really didn't have, she didn't have a, whatchamacallit?
I don't know. What do you call it?
What is it?
Prenup.
I think that's what I heard.
Is she out of her fucking mind?
Well, then that would make her out of her mind.
Oh, my God. This is a major, major problem. People, you know what? I'm not saying to write a prenup because it's like almost saying that your marriage is falling apart. You know what?
She needs to.
Listen, Jackie, we got Nikki calling
him. That guy's like 17.
Oh, please, Nick Cannon, God bless him. He's engaged to someone new every day. Jacob the jeweler gave him a 17-carat diamond ring to engage her. What woman wouldn't say no? Take the ring and dump him. Let's get Nikki Bloom on the line.
God bless Jacob for getting out of jail in time to get the ring for them.
Can you believe that? That's going to be a whole other story. But we're going to get Nikki on the phone right now.
And
you know what? I've got like such short time. I'm going to have to do a two-hour show, Jackie.
You want to just knock me off?
No, stay on. Let's see if I can even get her on because we've been trying to have problems. I've had a little bit of technical problem.
Mazel tov. Get her on.
Oh, also my friend, he became a captain, Michael Antonori for Continental Airlines. So fly Continental. He actually became a pilot, a captain. He's a full-blown captain. Nikki Bloom, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Hello.
Nikki.
Say hi to Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nikki, I need
you. How are you? We're at the gym.
Oh, no, I wish.
All right, listen. I've got, listen, you guys, real quick. I've got such little time right now, but Nikki, I want you to discuss, give me your thoughts today about Hillary and Obama.
Oh, wow. Well, let's see. I think they both should drop out altogether.
Jack, wow. And then what else do you think,
well,
Nikki?
Nikki, I said if McCain just shuts up from here on out and doesn't say one word and just waves to the crowd, he's going to win.
I agree, and that's why he's really not saying much right now, because he doesn't have to. They're both destroying themselves.
Somebody's advising him well.
I think so. I think he's going to win by a landslide, and I think that Obama's going to win the nomination, and all the Hillary people are going to vote for McCain, because they're definitely not going to vote for Obama.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. There's a joke, everyone, that I heard. Hillary wins presidency, gets up on the podium, pushes aside, okay, the little platform stand, lifts up her skirt and says, "Read my lips, no more Bush."
Oh, God.
Even that, there's barely a penis under there.
You think so? You think she has a penis? Well, listen, she does have balls, so I don't know if she has a penis, but I know the woman has balls. And God bless her for them, because you know what? She's fighting a tough, this is a tough run.
Yeah,
the woman,
she's like,
you know,
60-something. I mean, she's got to be exhausted.
With that Botox, man, you would really see how this is aging her.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a big
makeover. And Obama's black, and we all know black don't crack, right? Remember, I had a black girlfriend who once used to tell me all the time, black don't crack, that's why I say that. But Obama, man, he's doing his thing. They're always perfectly polished.
Yeah, well, you know what?
It's going to catch up, but if it's just Tim and McCain, people are going to start criticizing her and... You know, I can't remember Obama's wife's name, I'm sorry to say.
You don't need to remember.
Let me remind you, that would be
Omarosa.
What's her name?
Omarosa.
Michelle.
Omarosa.
She looks like Omarosa. The woman looks like Omarosa.
Omarosa has long hair.
Oh, it's a weave. Put one in and she'll look like Omarosa, too.
You know, the first time I saw her, she did look like Condoleezza Rice to me because of the short hair and she was very stiff.
Yeah. Do not insult Condoleezza Rice, please.
I'm not insulting. No, I just really thought that they were the same type, like short hair, same age, you know, same build, same hair.
All right, well, listen, guys, you know what? We're going to have to continue this conversation next week because To The Max only has so much time. We've taken charities to the max. We've taken restaurants to the max. We've taken everything to the max, politics. So next, we've taken Mother's Day to the max. Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers out there. Nikki and Jackie, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you guys off, but let's do this again next week, next Sunday, 11 p.m. on bbstalkradio.com. I'm going to say goodnight to you, Nikki, and to you, Jackie, and thank you for being a part of my show.
Thank you,
Maggie. Good night, America.
Good night, everyone. And we're gonna do this three-way again, everyone, all right? This three-way conversation. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening to The Max here on bbstalkradio.com. Remember, you can always call in. You can always end the show. And to check me out, go to maxtucci.com. Thank you so much, everyone. We've taken the show to the max, and I want to thank you all for listening. Have a blessed night. I leave you with peace, love, like downtown Julie Brown used to say. And we're going to take this show next week like we took this one tonight. To the max. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to The Max. Only on BBS Talk Radio.